aware enough spiritually to want to be held on to. And I was racing around in a very busy church-centered life, and I was in a very fine church. There was lots to do, many offices to hold, and lots of committees to be on. So that took much of my early experience. But finally, things began to wear off a little bit, and I was faced with the fact that I never had an answer for people when they would ask me these leading questions about what I was doing all the time. I worked at a bank and had many opportunities to tell people about Christ, but it never occurred to me that this was my responsibility to do so, and I wondered why they were always plaguing me with questions. Finally, one day, some girls approached me with the idea of joining a new club that they were starting. It was going to be a bunch of Christian business girls from all the churches in our town, and I could be a charter member, which I became. Our purpose was to reach unfortunate girls, and I think we were the only unfortunate girls we ever reached, but we really did ourselves a favor by organizing that club, because later on we had a dinner speaker one night who seemed to have a lot of answers. He had a lot of good reasons for things that he was doing, and I later discovered that this fellow was one who whose life had been influenced by Dawson and Lila Trotman, and through him I later met Dawson and Lila Trotman, who were at the head of the Navigator's work. Then he suggested that he would be able to help us with some Bible study. And so we were eager to get started. We also were given some memory verses. And in those days, there wasn't any topical memory system in a correspondence course such as you know it today. So I was handed three packs that had 108 verses in them and told to go to work. I also was given a brand new little booklet that had just been invented. It was called B-Rations in those days, and we had four little verses in there that we could memorize. Then I was given a Bible study booklet that had some questions and then some scripture references. And somewhere along in there, I got all mixed up and thought he had said to fill in the Bible study booklet with the answers that I found from the scriptures and then to memorize all those scriptures and to come back next week and we'd get some more. So I can remember standing at my teller's window and thinking either Bible study or banking will have to go, but my day isn't long enough for both. But then I discovered my error and found that there was time for Bible study and for banking. I also learned to pray and to get some thrilling answers. I learned to witness. This fellow began to take us around where he was witnessing, and we got the idea that we did have some exciting news to share with others. Then came a time when I began to feel as though I were being ordered about in other people's prayers. And as much as I wanted to be independent and call my own strokes, I found myself fitting into the things that they wanted me to do. And one of the things that Dick Ellis and this Norm Robbins wanted me to do was go to Bible school. So the Lord opened all the doors and just wouldn't close any of them, it seemed as though. And the first thing I knew, I was on my way to Los Angeles, where I did attend a Bible school for 1 year. Before the year was over, Mr. Trotman had called me over to his office to see if I would like to help him part-time while I was going to school. So I did. And then he wanted to know, would I be willing to help him during the summer? So I did. And then he wanted to know, would I come back in the fall to be with them permanently, which I did. And for the next 12 years, I was his secretary. One day, I received a long-distance phone call from Mrs. Trotman saying that Mr. Trotman had drowned that afternoon. And I don't know if you have ever felt completely unneeded, but at that time I did. I realized that he would never again need me on this earth. That same summer, the girls in the Navigator's work in the various areas around the country wanted Mr. Sanny to provide them with someone who would rather coordinate their work, someone who could oversee what they were doing and represent them to him at headquarters, someone who could help train their girls. And although I didn't feel qualified for such a position, I certainly was available at the time, and perhaps my experience in the past had given me some reason for doing this. And so I did have the privilege of representing the girls to Mr. Sanney and him back to them. This has been a very rewarding experience, and it is a very rewarding experience, and I think that times like this make it seem all the better, just to meet a lot of girls whose lives are being helped a little bit at least by girls like Irma Fuller, who have had a little time at Glen Eyrie and in an area and have been learning how to help girls reach other girls. Whenever I asked Mr. Sanney what he would like me to pray for especially, he said, well, just pray for laborers. And this is exciting to have a part in getting some laborers ready for the Lord's harvest fields, and we feel that he has given many. I think some of my very favorite verses in the Word of God are Job 23:13-14. And it says, but he is in one mind, and who can turn him, speaking of the Lord, and what his soul desireth, even that he doeth. For he performeth a thing that is appointed for me, and many such things are with him.